107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
And Wren manages to gather, sends the ball through one, down the field, for Ryan Edwards, who controls it, and takes the ball into the net to give Sutton Coldfield Town the lead here in the FA Cup this afternoon. Route one stop from James Wren, beautifully controlled on the edge of the box, and dinks it over Harris to give the Royals the lead on 39 minutes. Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Hereford 0. Hereford looking to get an equal. Mills. Sutton Coldfield Town causing their own problems there. The ball broke free in the box. It was come back by Tristan Brummer and then fired home off the underside of the bar. James Wren had no chance. John Mills has equalised. Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Hereford 1.
Got all the ball sweaty since it's gone through, and Simons is through! That's the ball into the net to give Hereford the lead! Very similar to the opening goal of Sutton Coldfield Town. Route 1 stood, ball bounced over the heads of the defence and he nipped in. James Wren out to meet him, he slides it underneath him. Early stage of the second half, Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Hereford 2. It's come to Scott Lysett, who sent it back out to Ashmore, who right-footed sends the ball into the box. The heads go up! The header comes in for Phil Trader into the corner to level things up here at Coles Lane with 5 minutes to play here in the FA Cup. Are we heading for a replay? Sutton Coldfield Town 2, Hereford 2. Penalty given. Penalty given in stoppage time. Sutton Coldfield Town protesting. Didn't see the incident, Kev.
The ball came through, and I think it was actually, I think Leslie who handled the ball, the ball came through the cross, didn't it? And he crashed, pounded it out.
Big given for handball.
Yeah, big given for
handball. Okay, it's going to be John Mills looking for his second of the game. John Mills against James Wren. It has come down to this here at Coles Lane. Referee blows the whistle, he steps up, right footed, and almost certainly sends Hereford into the next round of the FA Cup.
Joe, commiserations on today's results. Let's start off with Joe. Give us your thoughts on the game.
First half, we played well. And then we went 1-0 up, playing well. And then conceded the goal 1-1. Bad time to concede, to be fair, just before we were going into half time. Obviously, come out second half, conceded straight away again. Then it was hard. We got going, to be honest, once the goal went in again, 2-2. Just slipping, you know, we lost today.
Big talking about what's the penalty decision at the end of the game, yeah. Joe. What's your thoughts on the penalty?
Well, I don't know. It's one of them, it just flicked up. Could have gone either way. But I don't think the ref even had a good view of it, to be honest. I think the crowd beyond the goal sways the decision. Just sickening, to be honest.
Overall, though, do you think the team played in a more positive way compared to the result last Saturday against Blythe?
Yeah, we started well. First half, definitely, we started well. But then second half, we fell off it a bit as we come out. And we picked it back up once the ball went in 3-2, and then all the way to lose the game.
There's been quite a few new players in the squad over the last few weeks. How's that all going?
Yeah, well, we do need to settle a bit. Different faces coming in at the moment, but I think that is part of it, to be honest. Football, it's never going to be the same team every week. We just need to deal with it.
And looking at then, Joe, Stafford Rangers here on Tuesday night. Another big game, a big league fixture, and of course Stafford do traditionally take a big away support to these matches as well. Between now and Tuesday, is there anything positive you can take out this afternoon's performance that might hold you in good stead for the game against Stafford?
Hopefully we play as we did the first half, come out, press them, keep the ball, take out the first half, take that into the game, and hopefully we can get a result.
Joe, well, thanks for your time, really appreciate it. Commiserations on the results, and the very best luck on Tuesday against Stafford.
And there's people on the business. Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.